Let's first take a look at this new moon chart, which is obviously a point of intrigue to anyone with a strong Virgo signature, sun, moon, rising, perhaps even Chiron. There's not many people born with Chiron and Virgo because it spends so little time there, but still. And the new moon in Virgo takes place on August 30th, 2019, at 6:37 in the morning Eastern Daylight Time. And it's quite a notable chart because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points in Virgo aligned within a very tight cluster. Those include Mercury, a hypothetical point that I track in every chart called Trans-Pluto, and then an asteroid called Juno, which is about marriage, relationships, and partnerships. I'll come to what I think that's doing there in a moment. And then the new moon conjunct Mars in Venus. That's pretty impressive. It's sun, moon, Mars, all crammed within 1 degree, and then a couple of degrees out is Venus. So that means that anything that an astrologer calls a personal planet is going to be in Virgo for this event. There are other personal points, in particular the lunar nodes, and they may factor in to this reading. So the thing with Virgo is that it is the point of integration for the whole zodiac. It's kind of like a switchboard where everything comes through and is in a sense processed, and by that I mean distributed to the different levels of your psyche, whether it be emotional or mental or spiritual, which whether they're different is a question, but they feel different, and so there is this sorting out process going on, and there's a lot of stuff in Virgo, and this is distinctive because just a week ago there was nothing except Trans-Pluto in Virgo and a remote, distant Pluto-like point called Orcus floating around there. And now suddenly all the personal planets have moved into Virgo, creating this tremendous emphasis for everyone. And the theme of self-exploration and self-discovery is obviously highlighted by all of these planets in the sign that represents you. But in